All right, I will say, so good morning. We are picking up today, Meretz Hashem. Today is Sunday, the 17th of Kislev. Baruch Hashem, I will say, 1 week from today, Erev Chanukah. Today, the 17th of Kislev, December 11th. Parak Yud Gimel. So I will say, we are continuing today, Meretz Hashem, in the 13th chapter of Pirkei. I'm sorry, I don't know why I keep saying Pirkei Avos. It's interesting. Okay, Misa Hashem. So I will say, here we go. Acha Inyanu. So I'll say, so remember again, we left off on Friday with Ramchal highlighting this idea or the challenge. What's the challenge? The challenge is we seem to have two competing values. On one hand, we have the Torah telling us that Precious, Kedoshim Tiyu, is a powerful and important thing. Separating oneself from certain permissible pleasures, from certain permissible things, is an important and powerful tool for self-actualization and development. Yet, we have competing ma'amari chazal that say, abstaining unnecessarily from the world is almost, it's actually sinful. It's actually sinful. So how do we reconcile the two? Right? How do we reconcile this? So here we go. Acha inyanu, ki vadai chilukim rabim v'ikarmi ish badavar. So the Ramchal says, you're right. The truth is, there are many nuanced distinctions here. Yesh pisho shenitz tavinu bo. There's a certain healthy form of precious that we've been commanded to observe. The yesh precious shows harnu alav levilti kashlabal. And I will say there are other forms of precious which ultimately are terribly, terribly detrimental that we have to try to avoid. Vuma sham shalom melech alav shalom. So shalom melech says, what does shalom melech say? Altihi tzadik harbe. Wow, I will say, you never thought you'd hear those words, right? But shalom melech says, don't be overly righteous. They both say, the Ramchal is understanding that, what does it mean, don't be overly righteous? In other words, that there's a concept of precious, of restricting certain things to myself, even though they're mutter, but not going overboard. Right? That's what it means when it says, I'll teach out the karbi. Sometimes they both say, sometimes a person could be trying to be too righteous. And the truth is really what it means. It's not that I mean to be too righteous. It's ultimately, I'm finding righteousness or piety in the wrong ways. That's really what it means. Alti tzadik harbe. So look what he writes. So Rabbi says, therefore, the Ramchal is acknowledging this. There's good precious and there's bad precious. So Rabbi says, by the way, he's already outlined this. What are the examples of bad precious? The example is a bad precious is toveling in the snow, right? Or in the ice, right? Or fasting excessively, right? So Rabbi says, so those are bad forms of precious, but there's good forms of precious. So he says, Unavar ata precious atov. Let's talk about good precious. Venomar. So I say, remember, we already learned in the first chapter of Mesilas Yesharim that everything in this world is a challenge. Right? Remember the Lashon of the Ramchal? This world is one big milchama. It's one big war. It's one big battle. So I say, the world is a battle. So I say, listen to this. Number one, you have to accept the fact life is what I said, by the way, we spoke on this earlier in the Sefer. This is so important because often we approach life and we think, no, life is tranquil. That's right, really like the default status, the factory settings of life is tranquility. And so that's why when we encounter turbulence, we become so upset and disillusioned. Why are things so difficult? You're wrong. The mindset is wrong. The factory settings of life, Rabbi Osei, are mechama. Challenge. That's the default. I will say, that's why, by the way, if you have a moment of tranquility or like a day of tranquility, hour of tranquility, man, you have to like roll it around your palate like a fine wine. Like that is a gift. Wow, like an hour, I will say an hour where like life is as it should be, so to speak, right? No, everyone's happy. There's no challenge. There's no problem. No one's sick. No one's suffering. If you have like an hour like that in your life, I will say, incredible. Incredible, and you have to relish it because life is mechala. Life is mechala. So that's fact one. Fact two, says the Ramchal, I will say, is we are fickle. In any given moment, I'm about like 1.3 seconds away from the commission of a terrible avera. Right? That's where I'm holding. I will say, by the way, it's not, don't look at me like that. We're all like that. We're all thinking about this. Right? I will say, right? I am literally 1 second away from doing something terrible. I don't mean that I'm ready to do something terrible. I mean that I'm 1 second away from the ability to do something terrible. Right? That I know. So that's what he says over here. He says, "V'kirvas daito ala kol aros." So I know I'm literally 1 second away from committing an avera. So he says, "Yispar behechrich shakomash yuchal adam limali min yanam aila." Right? She has said, "Supposed to say." So now when I look at life through that lens, right? Number one, life is a constant milchama. Right? Number two, I'm always, in any given moment, a second away from committing an Avera. So I will say, now this constant struggle, I'm fragile and fickle, just always a few moments away from doing something terrible. Now I understand, wow, I really have to create boundaries for myself. I really have to create boundaries. He says, Roishi ha'aseu, kedei shiye nishma yosem min hara asher b'ragleihem. So I say, now I know, I need to create boundaries. Why do I need to create boundaries? Because if I don't create boundaries, inevitably, there are always going to be some battles in the war of life that I lose. And I recognize how fickle and fragile I am. I need to get it together to ensure that halacha lemaisa, I don't go ahead and transgress. Ki hine ein lecha tanug olam esha lo yimshoch acharav, ezechid ba'keva. Shabbo said, here's the problem, and here's where the Ramchal really drills down to this. You know what the real challenge in life is? The real challenge in life is that any earthly pleasure, permanent pleasure that you engage in could so easily devolve into something prohibited and illicit. So we'll say, here it is. This is, Ramchal is describing, you want to know what is at the core of the challenge of the human condition? Number one, I'm constantly in battle mode. That's number one. Number two, I'm only like a second or two away from committing an Avera. Number three is that everything I do in life, even the mutter things, could so easily devolve into sinful behavior. I'm going to say, he's going to outline this. This is incredible. He says, for example, Derech Moshel, Hamay Chava Mishta, eating and drinking. I'm going to say, anything wrong with eating and drinking? Anything wrong with it? No. Absolute necessity. I'm going to say, by the way, how do you know there's nothing wrong with it? Because Chazal attached brachas to it. Right? You only attach brachas to things that are good. I'm going to say, the same way that I make a bracha before I shake my lulav and esrog, I make a bracha before I eat different kinds of brachas. But the idea is that the act of eating itself is something that can be so sacred. I'm fueling my body. Why does a Jew eat? Don't say because there's food on the table, right? Why does a Jew eat? It's because we'll say, I'm fueling myself for dynamic life activity. I want to do stuff. I want to accomplish some. Well, again, if you want to accomplish something, there's got to be gas in the tank, right? If I'm running on empty, I can't do anything. I eat because I have things to accomplish in life. That's why Chazal put a bracha before you eat, because it's a sacred act. So look what he writes. Kishenuku mikol isur echila, hinei mutarim heim. So again, as long as I'm eating kosher food, making brachas beforehand, totally mutar, maybe even a mitzvah. Amnam. Milia keres, moshech achar of prikos. So I will say, what's the problem? I will say, when do people tend to get themselves in the most trouble? When the belly is full. Right? When you feel full and satiated, right? I will say that's often when gaiva kicks in. That's when self-centeredness kicks in. Right? Hungry people are very humble. Satiated people tend to get a little bit carried away with themselves. Umishte yayin. I will say a person drinks wine. We know again, I will say, so again, is there anything wrong with drinking wine? Only if it has a screw top, right? You know, it's like, right? But aside from that, right? In other words, the act of drinking wine, I will say, again, every davar shebekdusha, brismila has wine, a chasana has wine, levayis used to have wine, right? I will say, so again, wine is associated with every single life ritual and rite. Yet I will say, we know, too much wine, forget about it. Worst averus. Moshech acharav has nus ushna minei roim. Al kol shekein. So what do you, isn't this incredible? So now, eating food and drinking wine is mutter. It's mutter, right? Not only that, if done in the right way, it's a mitzvah. Yet Rabbi say, just what does it take? One too many pieces of meat, and I'm so satiated that I become a bal gaiva. One too many glasses of wine, and I could commit the worst. So I say, this is the challenge. You see, we always think that successful living, okay, as long as I avoid the averus, I'm okay. But says Ruchal, it's not true. Even if you're successful in avoiding the averus, the challenge in life, the constant mochama, is that even things that are mutter, have with them the possibility to devolve into the most terrible sinful behavior. He goes on and he says, Kol Shekin, Shibiosa Adam Margil Atzmo L'spa Machil Ushtia, when a person habituates himself to become very sated with eating and drinking, Hinein Pam Achas Yechsar Lo Regilu. So let's listen to this. This is incredible. Let's say a person accustoms himself to a certain quality of life. Right? I only eat certain food of a certain level, drink wine of a certain level. So we'll say, so what happens? If one time he doesn't have the wine he wants, he doesn't have the food that he wants, yichav lo v'yargish ma'od. It hurts. It hurts. O mipnei zeh, nimtzu machnis atzmo betokav amol aschora, v'yigia sakinyon, v'chishitiyah shulchano aruch al kirtzono. So we'll say, what happens? And we'll say, this is an incredible thing. See, if you accustom yourself to a certain lifestyle, it's not just by meat and wine. If you need to live in a certain kind of house, and you need to drive a certain kind of car, and you need to go to a certain kind of Pesach program, and you need to go ahead and go on a certain kind of vacation, so it's like, so what happens now? I've put my standard of living up here. That's great, as long as you're making the money. As long as you're making the money, better, no problem. But I'll say, what happens? What happens now? I didn't have such a good year, I'm not making the money. But I've established my lifestyle up here. So I say, so what happens? You know what happens? No one brings their lifestyle back down. Instead, what happens? Now I'm going to work harder. I'm going to keep working harder. Then I both say, so what happens? What happens now when I start working harder? And I will say, why am I working harder? Why am I working harder? I'm working harder to support a grand lifestyle that's not really all that necessary. But now because that's become my baseline, so I have to support. I will say, you know, what's the difference between luxuries and necessities? The difference is a day. One day is the difference. Meaning, today's luxuries become tomorrow's necessities. That's how life works. So now what happens when the parnasa was going great? No problem. But now the parnasa is not so great. But now I have to support my lifestyle. So I say, so what happens? So the Ramchal starts from the extreme. He says, well, now what's going to end up happening is, now if I have to cheat to get ahead, I'll cheat to get ahead. I have to go ahead and steal, I'll steal. So I say, it's not even, you don't have to get to that level. What's going to happen? A person's going to end up working more. And I'll say, what does more work come at the expense of? What does come at the expense of? My ruchnius. So now suddenly what's ended up happening is, because I developed for myself a very grand appetite for the material pleasures of this world, suddenly again I've set my lifestyle at here. So now when my income doesn't match my lifestyle, I have to work harder, even if I'm not, I'm going to be honest, I have to work harder, and all of that hard work comes at the expense of my ruchnius. Meanwhile, had I not set my appetites here, had I not set my appetites up here, but I would set my appetites maybe just a little bit more modestly. Again, enjoy the nice things in life, but set the appetite a little bit more modestly, perhaps then when my income situation changed, I wouldn't have had to give up all of my ruchnius to support my grand life. So I will say, what a mussar. What a mussar. I will say, I wanted to point out to you, this is the great challenge of our dar. Because I will say, there is a sense of unprecedented wealth within Klal Yisrael, and what we do, whether we recognize it or not, is we create a standard of living that is beautiful, that is wonderful. And it's fantastic as long as you can support it. You know when it becomes a problem? You know when it becomes a problem? When you can't support it. And there's an expectation that you're going to support it. And I both say, the expectations today on a frum family, the expectations are absolutely overwhelming, right? It used to be that when your children got married, at least maybe you could take a vacation, right? Now I will say again, when your children get married, it's a whole new expectation of support. A whole new, now again, it's beautiful if you could do it. And I will say, but the expectations we've created on all different levels. I made a joke about the Pesach program. And I will say, do you know that you could solve Klal Yisrael's poverty problem if people stop going to Pesach programs for 10 years? I know I put up 5, right? Start with 5 years. 5 years. Take all of that money. Create a central tzedakah fund. A central tzedakah fund. Whatever you are going to spend on Pesach. Just put it in the tzedakah fund. And I'm not saying people should go, but I'm just saying, let's say, but like the grandness and the pressure, by the way, the pressure that people feel to go away by Pesach. I literally had a conversation with someone who came to me and said, I'm struggling. I said to him, wow, you're struggling. I'm so sorry to hear that. I said, can I ask you, what do you need? What do you need the money for? Get ready. Orlando. I said, is that someone like Orlando, like Bloom, like the actor? Who's Orlando? Who's Orlando? No, Pesach. He said, you don't understand. If I don't go, like my Shalom Bayis is gone. If I don't go, my kids are like, what? By the way, there is a concept like tzedakah for things like that. But let's say, that's the challenge we're living with today. That's the challenge we're living with, is we create an expectation for ourselves, the neighbor, and I will say, the Ramchal says, wouldn't life be so much better if we just create a lower expectation from the beginning? If the expectation is lower from the beginning, then maybe, again, when times become tough, which inevitably they do, perhaps you don't feel simach. So I have to stop over here. I know we're a little bit behind. So I will say, shkoyach. Again, beginning of an incredible week. I'm here to show we'll pick up with this tomorrow. We'll spend a little bit more time there. Just to see us. Shkoyach.